See, when I say bi, pan, straight baiters, they have more feel out there. I definitely mean it. They have way more bait feel, way more ways to be triggered, and like ways to just, trigger masturbation all the time. And one of those ways I'd like to explore today is, the lingerie store in a lot of strip malls everywhere. That's just pure bait feel for people who like to see bikini, panty, lingerie clad models. And we all think it when we walk by one, but no one ever says anything. There's definitely a cause and effect sort of situation happening, given how dirty mall bathrooms are and their proximity to this lingerie store. And I've definitely noticed it growing up. I the mall by my place, it has the men's bathroom right next to that lingerie store. And that's just it had to be on purpose to get, masturbators triggered enough to look for the nearest restroom. And all these restrooms right next to this lingerie store that exists, they always have glory holes, I've noticed. They always have phone numbers scrawled onto the wall, obscene drawings, just full of masturbatory energy. And I can't just help but imagine this underwear store, lingerie store, whatever you want to call it, just housing underwear for all genders, all kinds of people. And just imagining all the models just splayed onto the walls, just really exhibiting pure sexual energy in every photo. Just imagining the effect that would have on the restrooms across the globe, across the county. Just imagining this chain just expanding and showing all types of adult bodies in various positions. And so I'm just going to focus on the men's section because that's where I know I would linger. But feel free to imagine this for any gender that you prefer. And so in the men's section, just as every other section in this massive store of just undergarments and lingerie, there'd just be the men's choice of jocks, thongs, bikinis, really skimpy attire. It would range from very sexual attire like lingerie for men, underwear to use in private settings, all the way to more modest, more discreet underwear for different crowds. There would be a discount bins of underwear just strewn about. The messy ones over there in the discount bin, the ones that have mysterious stains and some odd smells, but they're really cheap. The more moderately priced ones would be on the shelves, still able to be tampered with by some silly masturbator in the fitting room. But just enough protective packaging. These ones would definitely have alarm tags on them because they're moderately priced and, they'd have a bit more quality in their manufacturing and their branding. These would be the most bought brands. Most people would know them, most people would seek to buy them. And so you'd pay a moderate price for these. Then there'd definitely be those high-end ones that they have to keep behind a counter, that they have to keep locked up, all displayed, and all these shiny lights. They can range from just like really revealing underwear to just ones that look so sleek, look so well designed, look like they feel good to wear and wouldn't wear out anytime soon. Those ones would be more expensive and more sought after. And you would think that the people that buy these underwears wouldn't feel any humiliation having to purchase these underwears for such an enormous price. But everyone, regardless of how much money you have to ask the person behind the counter that you want those underwears on your genitals, that you want that underwear on your body, in your most private parts. You have to go tell them that so that they can go get it down for you. These underwear are so fancy, so sought after that even the richest people would have to humble themselves, and ask for the underwear, beg for the underwear from a stranger. And that's the best part about having an underwear store, everywhere in public places, is that you have to ask to buy this underwear. You have to beg, you have to give exchange money for this underwear, ask for permission to own this underwear. That is, if you try to buy this underwear, we would definitely know that a lot of masturbators would just walk around the store not buying anything, trying a few on, just to make it not that suspicious that you've been in the store for hours just looking at underwear, looking at all these models on the wall. And we definitely had to include banners of advertisements, things that erect you, you know, just little captions here and there. So we definitely attract a gooner crowd, of course. We definitely attract a large gooner population just staring at all these captions, telling you to buy these underwears, telling you how good it would feel to wear these underwears, to rub your dick on these underwears, to rub fucking your load out onto these underwears. And I'll just slowly just program you to want to buy this and have to humble yourself, have to beg to own this underwear, or you can be a nasty little masturbator. You can be a nasty baiter and just go in commando and go in the fitting room and slide a pair on, forgetting that you came in this place completely commando, and just walk out with this underwear unwashed and on your body now. Underwear that you took unrightfully. And now I'm not condoning this behavior, but it definitely must happen in those types of stores that people just walk out with another pair of underwear that they didn't walk in with. And you know, you go in the bathroom and see that you're wearing new underwear, just as every other masturbator that went into that store will walk out with a new pair of underwear, some of them trying them on, some of them saving them for private use, walking around the shopping bag saying, "I just bought underwear." It says it right on the bag where you fucking bought it. And everyone knows what type of store you just went to just for underwear. You went to a store just for underwear. And you know, people would just know that inside that bag, it's probably dirty. That you definitely should wash that underwear before you get to take it home, before you try it on yourself. They definitely would urge you to wash it because they know how dirty those underwear stores are. Which is why the bathrooms next to them are always filthy. Everyone would know that in this alternate universe. Everyone would know, don't go in those bathrooms, you know. It's right next to the underwear store. It's just going to be a mess in there. And, you know, the people that wear that underwear, you know, they can definitely relieve themselves into it. The people that try it on the second they walk out of the store that completely put trust in the cleanliness and quality of the underwear store, those people that can be silly sometimes would just relieve themselves right in their underwear. Just have something to catch it just in case they have a little bit of a sexual accident, because that's what underwear would be for, is just to catch those sexual accidents and make sure they don't leak through your pants. Because that's 100% what masturbators use that underwear for. It's to catch those masturbatory accidents. And you know, the other people, of course, that wandered in the store and managed to walk out without buying anything, you know that they're just going in that bathroom to relieve themselves, you know, of the pressure that built up with this expectation that they went in there to buy underwear, and that all the sexual implications of walking around in an underwear store and it being completely okay to stare at the ads. No one interrupts them. You know, they're just looking at an advertisement of someone in underwear, and that would be the complete selling point. Because if you weren't buying underwear for yourself, you were buying it for your partner. And, you know, they definitely would have that experience of buying underwear for themselves. And you could just imagine having that underwear on them, having that underwear on the person that you consider your partner in this underwear store. And so you just get to imagine that all day on the way home. Just get to imagine what the underwear on that partner must feel like, must look like, and if they're going to enjoy that underwear purchase. And, you know, you get to sit with that thought in your brain. And one thing leads to another. You didn't buy any new underwear, so you might just end up relieving yourself in the bathroom with all the other masturbators, with all the other people who don't speak about this known